Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Today is December 8th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The week ahead sees the Federal Open Market Committee hold another two-day meeting. No interest rate change is expected, but the tone from Jerome Powell's presser could still influence trading. Economic reports due out include updates on retail sales, producer prices, and consumer prices. Across the pond, a policy decision from the European Central Bank and general election in the UK will be significant. Expect a lot of focus at the end of the week on those pesky tariffs due to be implemented on December 15th. On the corporate side of things, it's the tale of two retailers set to spill numbers. Lululemon is forecast to report a 14% jump in same-store sales for Q3, while GameStop is seen reporting a 14% drop. In earnings news, Casey's General Stores, Chewy, MongoDB, Stitch Fix, Toll Brothers, and Vail Resorts report on December 9th. AutoZone, Dave & Buster's, and GameStop on the 10th. American Eagle Outfitters, Lululemon, and Tailored Brands report on the 11th. Neo, Adobe, Broadcom, Costco, and Oracle report on the 12th. Look for Seeking Alpha's earnings calendar for our complete list of earnings reporters. In IPO news, XP is expected to price its $2 billion IPO on December 10th, and Bill Holdings is scheduled to price its IPO on December 11th. Both OneConnect Financial Technology and Sprout Social will price their IPOs on December 12th. The analyst quiet period ends on Yayo on December 9th, while IPO share lockup periods expire on CrowdStrike and Mohawk Group on December 9th, as well as Fiverr on December 10th and Chewy on the 11th. Keep an eye on CrowdStrike in particular, with shares up more than 50% from the level where the IPO was priced. In M&A news, the go-shop period on the tech data corporation Apollo Global Management deal expires on December 9th. Closings are set for the Vitamin Shoppe buyout by Franchise Group on December 11th and FibroCell Science buyout by Castle Creek on December 13th. M&A talk could continue to swirl around Alicos, Axalta, Shopify, and Premier Inc. Will declining launch costs, advances in technology, and rising public sector interest position space exploration as the next trillion-dollar industry? That's a question that is likely to be bandied about at the Morgan Stanley Second Annual Space Summit on December 10th. The summit will bring together experts from Morgan Stanley Research, private and public firms, space investors, and other space experts. Registered participants include Hawkeye 360, Intelsat, Maxar, Parsons, Planet, Rocket Lab, Viasat, and others. While bigger players like SpaceX, Virgin Galactic, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin will also be in focus. Looking ahead on the space calendar, SpaceX is scheduled to fly another Falcon 9 in the second half of December. Boeing is scheduled to launch its Starliner capsule atop United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket from Launch Complex 41 to the International Space Station on December 19th. A large number of companies will be hosting events this week, headlined by Home Depot on December 11th. The list also includes B2 Gold Corporation on December 9th, Enbridge on December 10th, Quaker Chemical, Omnicell, and LendingTree on December 11th, Albemarle, MetLife, Enphase Energy, Timken, and Delta Airlines on December 12th, ACCO, Centene, and Elector on December 13th. Speaking of Home Depot, it heads into its analyst update next week with expectations running somewhat low. Wedbush thinks the home improvement retailer is likely to cut its 2020 revenue outlook amid recent disappointments in near-term guidance and cyclical pressures. Credit Suisse is of a similar mind. We expect a generally positive tone, but after an overly aggressive outlook provided last year, a reset seems needed and a return to a more conservative stance makes sense. Home Depot has a long track record of under-promising, over-delivering, which has served it well, previews the firm on the event. Home Depot heads into the event needing to generate comparable sales growth of between 5 and 9% in 2020 to meet its three-year target. Shares of Home Depot are up 25% year-to-date. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration will testify December 11th in front of a U.S. House panel regarding the status of the agency review of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon stated a few weeks ago that the FAA will handle the review of the nearly 300 MAX jets built since the grounding. Boeing still needs to complete a software audit and schedule a key certification test flight before the plane can be ungrounded by the FAA. A drug prices bill sponsored by Democrats is expected to be passed in the House next week, although it's very unlikely to pass the Senate. While a bipartisan bill from the Senate Finance Committee would impact prices on 2% of all drug sales and the Trump administration's plan would hit about 3% of sales, the House bill still being floated would apply to the entire U.S. market. Biopharma majors to watch next week as the congressional wrangling continues include Pfizer, Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Novartis, Roche, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, GlaxoSmithKline, AstraZeneca, Amgen, Biogen, Gilead Sciences, Teva, AbbVie, and Bausch Health Companies. Cisco says it will unveil innovations for the future of the internet at an event on December 11th. Cisco Chairman CEO Chuck Robbins and members of Cisco's leadership team will share their vision for the future internet and what it can help organizations around the world achieve. Ionis Pharmaceuticals will host a webcast on December 13th to take a deep dive into antisense technology, Ionis's proprietary RNA-targeted drug discovery platform. The two-hour webcast will include presentations from Ionis's key architects and pioneers of RNA-targeted therapeutics. Arcuel will present final clinical data from the company-sponsored Phase 1 study of ARQ-531 on December 9th. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association will announce this year's Golden Globe Award nominations on December 9th. Netflix could have a good day with three films, The Irishman, Marriage Story, and The Two Popes, in the mix for Best Motion Picture. Sony is also expected to do well, with Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, while Warner Brothers could see either Joker and Just Mercy make the cut. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. A potential breakout in small cap stocks is the subject of the cover story this week. Darling Ingredients, Compass Diversified Holdings, Qualys, Lincoln Electric Holdings, and Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Infrastructure Capital are singled out on the stock side, while Vanguard Small Cap Index, Roy's Special Equity, and Janus Henderson Small Cap Value are highlighted on the fund side. Expedia remains a solid enterprise with its core business, hotel bookings, growing 10% this year. Expedia trades at 15.4 times forward four-quarter estimates, a wide discount to its historical average of more than 20 times, and to the S&P 500 index overall. Finally, Macy's is described as a work still in progress. The department store chain's long-term debt of $4.7 billion and long-term lease liabilities of $2.8 billion are seen as tough obstacles for a full recovery in share price. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. This week, we cover Expedia, who announced last week on December 4th that a management shuffle had led to a massive new buyback program. SA Marketplace author Mark Hake, CFA, published an article the next day which called the announcement really good news for prospective and existing shareholders. Hake's article explains the simple math of what the buyback program will mean for investors. Expedia shares flew higher on the announcements and closed Friday at just under $108. Hake sets the scene at the start. Here is what happened. Barry Diller, who controls about 49.3% of the voting power of the stock, fired the CEO and CFO. Essentially, the company expects to produce better earnings under new management that Diller will install. To underscore the point, Expedia said it is going to add 20 million more shares to the 9 million shares in the buyback program. In addition, Diller expects to buy back shares himself. By the way, both of these moves will take his stake well over 50% of voting control. You can tell that I don't really care what will happen to sales, earnings, and to some extent, cash flow. The truth is that Expedia has on average produced about $1.2 billion to $1.5 billion in free cash flow on at least a 12-month basis each quarter. In addition, the company has consistently been using about 52% or so of FCF for buybacks. The quarterly buybacks have been seasonal based on the free cash flow available each quarter, but the annual LTM buybacks have been consistent. This is important since it has affected dividend per share growth. The dividend per share is now higher than it would otherwise be. Quarterly dividend payments to shareholders have increased by 19% from $42 million in Q1 2017 to $50 million in Q3 and Q4 2019. But the dividend per share has increased at a higher rate, 21.4%. This is 100% due to the lower number of shares outstanding, i.e. 4.5%. So you can probably see where I am heading with this analysis. With a new $29 million buyback program, the increase in dividend per share should go into high gear. Hake then breaks it down further for investors. Expedia stock has a 1.29% dividend yield, and with the new buyback program executed over 2 years, the buyback yield is just over 11%. Therefore, the total yield to shareholders is 12.3%. This makes sense, since we estimated that Expedia stock is worth at least $124.32 per share in 1 year or so, or 18% higher than today. The difference between the two, i.e. 12% total yield and 18% upside, is due to 1. An expected increase in dividends over the next year, and 2. The compounding effect that lowering shares outstanding has on the dividend per share increase. In addition, we estimate that the normal upward pressure of the buyback activity will have at least a 10% upward bias on the stock price. Hake concludes here. Lastly, if Barry Diller buys more shares as he says he will, this will also have the same effect as a buyback. His purchase of shares will effectively reduce the supply and float of shares outstanding on a real basis. This is a sort of hidden catalyst for the stock as well. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew neutral on Expedia shares, with 2 bullish, 2 bearish, and 1 neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, The Cannabis Invest.